The raid last month on the polygamist compound in Texas has focused attention on the practice of plural marriage. Tens of thousands of people live in polygamous families or groups in at least 9 states. Most of them avoid attention and outsiders to their community. But one group is so approachable, it opened a restaurant with a polygamy theme. NPR's Howard Berkus paid a visit.
It's hard to imagine a restaurant sound more mainstream than this. That's breaded chicken frying in deep fat in a small cafe off Highway 89 where Utah and Arizona meet. There are also 2 massive plasma TV screens in the dining room, and beer and wine are on the way as soon as the place gets its license. But the photographs on the walls depict families with multiple moms, and the menu says merry wives. This is like no other cafe in America.
We wanted to let people know that this is a community that lives polygamy, and it's our heritage.
Charisse Dutson manages the Merry Wives Cafe, which was named in a contest among polygamists in Centennial Park, Arizona. The losing names included
The Big Love Cafe.
That's after HBO's polygamy drama.
The Three Little Plague Cafe, I mean, just a lot of really strange, funny, quirky.
But the multiple wives of Centennial Park settled on the Merry Wives Cafe for business reasons.
We definitely knew it would draw in attention. And, of course, you want to get the people off the highway, and that name just kind of would stick out in people's minds. Oh, let's go check that out, you know.
There's also a public relations purpose to the polygamy theme. The walls are adorned with photos of huge families from the 1940s and 50s. They show men, multiple wives, and multitudes of kids. Olivia Mackard is a nursing student and assistant manager and waitress at the Merry Wives.
I don't want to hide from it. It's something that we should all be proud of, polygamy, and you know, it's the way we live and the way we believe, so I don't want to act like it's something I'm ashamed of.
I'll try one of your bacon burgers.
Okay.
Does cheese come on that?
Yes. Would you like a drink?
The customers include the curious. Chris Stump and his wife and toddler were headed back to Salt Lake City after visiting national parks in the area. They noticed the sign just down the road for Colorado City, Arizona, home to the FLDS polygamous group. Its Texas ranch was raided in response to allegations of child abuse, and its prophet, Warren Jeffs, is in jail for facilitating rape.
I heard stories about Colorado City on, you know, different news channels, and yeah, I just noticed we had passed through it, so we were pretty curious to see what polygamy houses actually looked like.
Stump also noticed the cafe's name and the images on the walls and began asking questions.
So do you live in, what is the town?
Centennial Park.
Centennial Park?
Yeah. And we're really not part of the FLDS in Colorado City, so it's okay. Kind of separate. So.
Really, what's the difference between Colorado City and
Centennial Park? They actually used to be together in one religion, one church and everything, and then a long time ago they split up.
You guys have any association with the members in Texas?
No, we don't. Not at all.
Okay, it's pretty neat. Okay, well, thank you.
No problem.
So how did monogamous Chris Stump feel about patronizing a polygamous cafe?
They don't bother me. It's their life. As long as they choose to do it, they're not forced against their will, that's fine with me. They're not hurting anybody.
Which is precisely what manager Charisse Dutson likes to hear. So much of the news about polygamy focuses on forced marriages, underage brides, and uneducated women. Maybe it should be the Misery Wives Cafe.
That's exactly why we're here. We are not the Misery Wives. We are not uneducated. We are not sad and depressed. I mean, we have this little league for all of our kids. I mean, we are not unhappy misery.
Thank you. All right.
At least one customer has argued about the evils of polygamy, but most, Dutson says, are merely curious. She has bigger challenges with local patrons. One family came in one day with 50 people. They took up every table inside and outside and spilled over into the conference room of the office next door. The Merry Wives Cafe had to close that day to everyone else. Howard Berkus, NPR News.